like that, we're 10 days in to April. It's Wednesday. Keep it fiercing on the Fan, talking sports, taking your calls at 877-337-6666 as we proceed. All right, you know, after Paul called and talked about, you know, a little beef between the Rangers and Islanders, I went and looked up that video to see the hit on Mika Zibanejad, and I don't know whether it was an intentional hit or not. It doesn't look good. It's scary. It's tough to see a guy go down like that, a guy that's really important to your team and your future coming up in this month and beyond. I don't know. Peter Laviolette was pretty adamant about it, and I've watched this video now a few times. It didn't look like, what's the guy's name, Pellick? It didn't look like he was paying attention at all, or he even threw out a flipper at him or anything. It's just a collision, but then it's like, man, it's hockey, and it was away from the play. It's like, I don't know. He was in the middle of the ice. You got to know where you are. There's like a certain level of awareness that these guys have, but whatever. I mean, what's done is done. And now it sets the stage for the next match. And there's bad blood out there. I mean, we just saw last week the Devils and the Rangers start the game off just scrapping Mortal Kombat. Right? Got to settle the score. We'll see what happens with that. 877-337-66. You know, looking at the standings right now, if the season ended today in the NBA, it would be Knicks versus Pacers. I think every Knicks fan would take a matchup against the Pacers in the first round. I don't think you're scared of them at all. But if you get that two seed, we'll see what shakes out in the play-in. I mean, I don't know. Are the Heat going to get hot and do what they did? Is Jimmy Butler just going to turn on? The 76ers, I know they just got Embiid back. Look out for the 76ers. They're frauds every single year. Can't be afraid of the Cavs. You knocked them out last year and sunned them. Like Josh Hart popping Donovan Mitchell's chain while Donovan Mitchell's inactive. The Magic worry you? I don't know. It's the way it's going to shake out, we're going to find out soon. And I think the Knicks do not care. I don't think the Knicks as a team, as a franchise, I don't think they care who they face. I think the fans care. I think they're on a war path. I think that they're locked in. They have a championship pedigree. They have a leader, a clear-cut leader. They got OG back. They got Mitchell Robinson back. Okay, good. Didn't get Julius back, so what? Their identity has shifted some. And maybe, I don't know, there's a silver lining here. You know, with Julius failing in the playoffs the last couple years and fans being really critical and hard on him, he's not going to be there, right? He's not going to be there to be the whipping boy. He's not going to be there to be the guy that people rip his poster down and blame him. It's going to be a different looking squad. And the Garden is the best home court advantage in the league. We'll see how it shakes out. And obviously we're talking about the Yankees as I'm watching this game. I'm trying to see when I pop up on the screen. I think I went over there like fifth, sixth inning. I don't know. I was everywhere, bro. I just have a good time. Trying to have a good time. Not trying to harm anybody, man. And I got multiple tickets in my phone and a credential. Excuse me. Like, the thing about me, yo, I have a media credential, but I'm not going there to do media things as far as, like, I don't care to go on the... I could go on the field. I'm not going on the field to interview the players. I could go in the clubhouse. I'm not going in there to bother them. I do want to see the Yankees clubhouse eventually. But, like, I don't know. During the day, I'm taking care of my son. Like, I'm not able to get to the stadium early enough. I don't know. I'm getting too deep in the whole, like, you know, how I even move. But, like, now that we're back to games and whatnot, we'll see. But you'll see me at the stadium. You'll see me in the bleachers. You'll see me in the Delta Suite. You'll see me in the actual suite level. You'll see me in the Legends. But like I always have multiple tickets on my phone. I'm starting to bless some people. I blessed two fans tonight, Yankee fans, not fans of me, just, you know, kids on Yankees Twitter that I could hook up with tickets. Like, if I get thrown a ticket to get in there, I'm going to give it to somebody to come see this Yankee team. The vibes are high, and I want everybody to come to Yankee Stadium that wants to come to Yankee Stadium and wants to feel that vibe and wants to play Frank, sing Frank, and watch the Yankees win. 877-337-6666. And we haven't gotten too many Mets calls after the Mets lost to the Braves, but I mean, You can't take any solace in a loss, but I think you can start to feel better about your team and their compete level. I think you can feel better about the squad as a whole and what they have or don't have. You're not getting completely shut out anymore, and the Braves aren't completely punking you anymore. So far, the series is split. It's a four-game set. We'll see how it goes. 877-337-6666. Jarvis up in Harlem, back on the Fan. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
All right, hanging out.
Yes. Just want to talk about the NBA, you know, about the, you know, all the teams got three regular season games and the standings. I'm looking, because I'm looking at your Knicks, and, you know, just they probably have to eat.
They're not my Knicks. I am a stupid Nets fan.
Oh, you're a Nets fan. Oh, my
but God. I understand that the Nets are not worth conversation on the Fan, and I'm not the type of Nets fan that's going to, like, talk down on the Knicks. This never happens. Like, this Knicks team back-to-back years, this never happens, and I'm interested to see how far they could go.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about the standings, and, like, you know, in the West, you know, you got Minnesota, Denver, and OKC because big game later on this evening, like later on tonight between Minnesota and Denver, which is going to be a huge one for Denver because, you know, they're at home because there's going to be the one and the
two. One versus
like,
two,
who's
yep.
going to get that top seed? Yeah, so that should be a huge one. So, you know, because I think Nuggets probably have the easiest schedule. You got home to Minnesota, at the Spurs, at Grizzlies. They should get like two wins against two teams that's not that good, you know. So.
Should here it comes, getting down to the wire, the last couple games. We'll see how it all shakes out with the standings. We're gonna find out this weekend.
Yeah. And one thing about the Yankees, I mean, that was a huge start by Carlos Rodon. You know, gave up two runs and against a Marlins team that's just not that good. So hopefully they go for the sweep later on this evening tonight, so then get a day off and headed to Cleveland, which is playing good baseball. So hopefully they can go for the sweep later on this tonight. So
should sweep them. Could sweep them. I would love to see them just go out there with Stroman on the mound and just absolutely blow them out. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. 877-337-6666. I got to fire up a live, too, while I'm here. Maybe I'll do that during the next break. I mean, I understand it's the Marlins. You should sweep the Marlins. And then it's so early in the MLB standings. That's something I wanted to look at too. I get it. It's week two of the season. Teams have played three, now four series after tomorrow. But man, the Yankees are in first place with 10 wins. I believe the Dodgers also are in first place with 10 wins. I guess that's how they drew it up. But the Dodgers have played two more games than the Yankees since they started in Korea. I'm not even really giving them that nod. Yeah, first to 10 wins. Yeah, but you played two games earlier. But hey, if Major League Baseball could have it their way, it would be Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Stop the count. End the season today. Dodgers versus Yankees World Series. The Pittsburgh Pirates. I think I bet like $8 on the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the Central. And I think that $8 can turn into like $112. Let's see if that holds. They're 9-3. And the Mets will face them coming up. They have some young, scrappy guys. The Braves, no surprise there. They're 7-3 at the top of their division in first place. The Los Angeles Angels, nobody saw this coming unless they just thought Trout and Ron Washington were going to be able to figure it out. Trout is a dog. I know I did this like top 10 players in baseball thing for Bleacher Report going into this season, and I couldn't put Trout outside the top 10. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. When this guy is healthy, he's one of the best baseball players you have literally ever seen. And you're starting to see some of that this year. And he doesn't care. He'll stay there without Shohei. He doesn't care about Rendon. That's Mike Trout. So the Angels, there's nobody that thinks the Angels are going to stay in first place at 6-4 in the AL West. Crazier things have happened. The Yankees are about to go face the Cleveland Guardians, who right now are 8-3 in the AL Central. Good start for them. Even the Tigers. I saw the Tigers beat the Pirates tonight. I mean, the Mets fans just got to see the Tigers. They're 7-4 in second place. And look at that. The Boston Red Sox, who, honestly, they've been, I follow Carrabas, and I've been watching his tweets and looking at some of their games. The Boston Red Sox are very early on. They've been in all of their games. Today, they got smoked by the Baltimore Orioles. But, like, we always look at the Boston Red Sox, and I feel like they're hard to call. In the years that you think they're going to be good, they're not good. In the years you think they're going to be bad, they're better than expected. I can't wait to see the Yankees face the Red Sox just because I feel like the Yankees owe them. I feel like they owe them from last year. The Red Sox were celebrating a little too much for my liking. Let's go to Jensen in New York. What's up, Jensen? You're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, man. Just found myself on the Yankee broadcast. I'm like, yo, let me get this screenshot. Got it. They tried to kick me out, bro. They were like, yo, get him. Get him.
There we go. All right. Well, I just had a quick question on, and not even being negative, just looking at it objectively. You always try to look at, like, weakest link with this Yankees team especially. And not aside from today's error, Rizzo, just to me, has deteriorated a little bit. I was just wondering if you're seeing like a carryover from the injury last year, if there's anything you're seeing live at the field.
No, I just think Rizzo is getting old. And I think that last year he had half a season and he was concussed and he's just got to get right. Rizzo, he's had a couple mistakes at first base.
Right.
He had one in the Astros series, I believe. One tonight. I just think it's a matter of age and, like, quick twitch and He's not a young spry dog anymore.
Right. When the ball hits him, he looked a little bit slow to get there. That's all. It just looks like, I hope it's just, you know, maybe it's just early season. We're out the Kings get thrust off now. But
he's our first baseman. Who's his backup, you know? Who's backing him up at first?
That's where the worry is. But that's all. Everything else is great. Love hearing you. Called him a few times, but love your show. So appreciate it. Hope you have a great night.
Jensen, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. 877-337-6666. So, yeah, if you're watching Yankee Encore right now on YES, you can see me, like, right above the Garrett Cole Jedi bobblehead sign. I'm just sitting there chilling. I got, like, a tan Yankees hat on, and I have the Beware of Dog sign. You can read it on the screen. If you're watching the game, you can read it on the screen. Yo, shout out to my homies. Yo, there was a couple people over there, honestly. There was a couple people... my boy Luis Guzman, shout out to Luis. We connected. We did a podcast. Big Yankees fan. He's come to a couple of events. Just a solid dude. I went to meet up with him and a couple guys, you know, coming to Legends. And they always sit Legends. They always sit in the TV seats. And I'm down there. Not for nothing. Shout out to Joe's McFly. Joe's McFly was in Legends. Our very own Mark Zuckerman was in Legends. There was a bunch of people in Legends tonight. It's one of those games, a Tuesday night game. Where there's corporate seats or whatever. So I ended up being down there. But, like, I also had my WFAN seats in the 100 level. And I go to the bleachers. I just move around. I don't know. I'm always mobile in the stadium. And there's a lot of people that hit me. And they're like, yo, I'm in this section. Can you pop in? And if I'm walking by, I'll be like, yeah, come up. Or some people will tweet at me and be like, what section are you in? I'm like, I'm in 124 right now. And I don't know. That's just how I've always just operated. But when I brought that sign in today... it got a lot of attention, and I just love that I could put it up there on TV, but I know the Yankees didn't love that. So, Yankees, I apologize. I'm sorry. I ask for forgiveness, not permission. I am just having fun. I know people have had worse signs and T-shirts. I am just a kid at heart. I love the Yankees. I love this team. I'm having fun with it. The Beware of Dog sign was just a little idea that I had. And, yeah, it was executed tonight. And I'm laughing right now as I'm watching Yankee Encore to see myself. People were tweeting me like, yo, I think I see you. Yeah, you did. You did. We should be having fun, right? Last year sucked. We should be having fun. I was at my boy Batista's suite on Saturday, and everybody had dog ears on their heads. And I was like, oh, I see what you guys did. They went to the store. They bought dog ears. There's a theme now. It's better than Bronxy the Turtle. It's better than... the thumbs down. It's better than Sean Kelly with the horse head, or when all the guys had mustaches and that was a thing. Like, I don't know. I like this dog thing. It's working. And for Verdugo to hit that homer when I brought the Beware of Dog sign, and he's the guy that started the dog stuff, it's good. It's funny also because our very own Loogie rhymes with Doogie, and Doogie stole the dogs thing from Loogie, if you listen to WFAN. But also, I've said, Loogie, you're beat, bro. Like, you had it. You had the stick, but you never moved with it, right? You had it on the Lugauer. You had it on Evan and Tiki. We heard it here and there. Alex Verdugo didn't listen to that show. Alex Verdugo probably doesn't listen to WFAN. He had no idea. There's been so many people using the dog in them meme. Drake dropped an album for all the dogs. There was a viral high school kid when they asked him about his football team. He's like, yeah, this kid, sophomore, running back, dog. Hey, nothing new under the sun. Everything's been done before. And now the Yankees have taken this dog thing to another level, and I'm running with it as well. 877-337-6666. But, you know, the Knicks are dogs too. They lost one of their dogs in Julius Randle. But they got a little puppy dog that people think is a puppy dog. He's a bulldog out there on the court. It's Jalen Brunson, and he's got to lead all the dogs to the championship, right? This is a year where you're expecting an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. Joe is out in Las Vegas. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan. Hey. Viva.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. I'm glad that I'm able to come back and watch Yankee Encore and see myself on TV. That's behind so awesome. Home plate. Yeah, it's fun. It's like,
yeah, I've been
in those seats before.
Yeah, I've been following you on Twitter.
Yeah, you follow me on Twitter? I think I've seen you on Twitter. Actually, yeah, hey, bro, I see you on Twitter. Yo, on Twitter, you got the risque pick, bro.
I do. I should change that. I think
I put two and two together the other day, and I'm like, hey, this is not for children.
I should probably change that. Yeah, I'm not doing all that crazy stuff like some people.
No, but not for nothing, bro. Those are the best boxers. That brand, Paws, all that, whatever. Mm-hmm. No Diddy. I wear those same boxers. Yep. Those Calvin Klein stretch brief boxers, I'm wearing them right now.
Ain't nothing better. But no, definitely. So I was looking at the Knicks and their standings. So they're the third seed right now. If they lose, the Magic have the tiebreaker. But
okay,
to go to the number two, you're risking, you know, going versus the Heat or the 76ers, which I don't want to face Eric Spoelstra. I'm scared of him no matter what the roster is,
sure,
honestly, as a coach. So, honestly, I feel like the Knicks should be a little bit more comfortable in the three seed, because at the end of the day, You're gonna face the Pacers, and if you can't beat the Pacers, you're not gonna win the championship.
That's what I said. I'm like, right? There's no Knicks fans that are scared of facing the Pacers in the first round. And there is a scenario where you lose a game, win a game, lose a game. You kind of stay where you are, depending on what happens with the Magic or the Bucks. It's gonna be an interesting weekend. But yeah, as you're one game behind Milwaukee, the Orlando Magic are one game behind you.
You kind of want to just stay there. But the funny thing is the Bucks are facing the Magic twice, so I'm hoping, in a way, I'm hoping the Bucks win them both and keep us in the three seed. Let us face the Pacers. Let the Bucks. And I don't know what's going on with Giannis. I was actually so.
Yeah,
Keith,
he had a calf injury. They helped him off the court tonight. And you
there's
obviously
a casino.
Saw.
Yeah, no, there's a casino here, and they changed the TVs. Like, I live in Las Vegas, so they changed the TVs for me. I had the Knicks game, the Bucks game, the Rangers game and the Yankees game, all TV to TV. And I turned around and saw Giannis leave the court, and I was like, that didn't look good.
Yeah, especially not this late in the season. They asked Doc Rivers about it, and they said, what's your level of concern? And he said, hi. I would say, hi, he's Giannis. I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. We're just going to hope for the best. And then Chris Middleton went down in the game against the Knicks and didn't return. They're a little banged up here. And if they lose out the rest of the way here, maybe, I don't know.
Listen, Nicki Minaj has a song called No Frauds, and that the Bucks are frauds right now.
They are frauds. They are, like, I mean, they have bust ready, bust written all over them. They are fraud losers ready to happen. What, like, I already talked about making the move to get Dame. Oh, big bad Dame and Giannis, so a big bad duo. Yeah. Doc
Rivers.
We saw
that in New Jersey. We saw that on your Nets. Like, sometimes they just don't match.
It doesn't work, right? The Nets thought that they made a move to have a big, bad, big three, scary hours, injuries. They're going to happen. These guys have been hooping since October, September, and here we are late in the season. I don't know. There's a scenario here where they rest Giannis the rest of the way. They rest Middleton the rest of the way. And they could lose out. They could drop in the standings.
And if the Knicks go to two, I mean, okay, we're going to have to beat some teams to get to the finals anyway.
So
I
would prefer the 76ers over beat, it sets you up to beat those teams and get to the Eastern Conference Finals and play the Celtics.
Absolutely. And as much as the Knicks have been injured, I mean, DiVincenzo, Hart, and Brunson.
You want the Sixers because those Villanova kids are very comfortable going down there to the Wells Fargo Center and playing in Philadelphia.
It's true. You want to play like the just like the
you
better
don't
the
want
you
the
know.
Heat because the Heat got you last year. They got you this year, knocking out Julius Randle. You want Embiid to go off if it ends up being a 7-8 matchup with the Sixers Heat in that play-in. You want Embiid to go off and beat them, and then you go beat Embiid in the Sixers down in Philly, and Embiid will come up with like a knee or a boo boo something. He'll be banged up. He'll be hurt during the series as always.
Yeah, he'll cry his way to another MVP one of these years. I mean, honestly, like people talk about him going to the Knicks eventually, and I'm like, oh no,
that's how this season started. They opened up this season talking about trading RJ, Julius Randle. Like no, for Embiid,
no, Knicks I can't clicks. Do it. The Knicks culture right now is amazing. Like I watch every game. And tonight I watched it on split screen because the Rangers and the Yankees were playing. And usually I'll just watch the Knicks alone. But they're, like, DiVincenzo is ridiculous. He's having a historic shooting season, but it's kind of getting – I mean, obviously he's in the shadow of Brunson because Brunson is a superstar. But even Brunson, there's Seth Brunson's putting up – they're like, this is the first player to do this since Steph Curry won a unanimous MVP. And he's not even in the MVP conversation. And then you put Ananobi on the court with Hart. Those two have the best plus minus together. The Knicks could go far. I'm
not going to say what they can or can't do because as soon as you try to say, no, they're done. They can't beat this team. Injuries happen. If Giannis is down, the Bucks are cooked.
Well, they're done because they're not really, I mean... Sometimes teams get to a high seed. You've seen in football, like a couple years ago, the Cardinals were like 13-4, and you're like, what is this Cliff Kingsbury team doing? Like, it happens in sports. Where even the Vikings 2 years ago, where they had a 13, you know, they hit 13 wins, but you're like, this isn't a good team. That's how I feel about the Bucks right now. Even the Suns in the Western Conference, the Suns are so bad in the fourth quarter, it's like, how are you even a team? Like, it's like they give up after three quarters. So,
oh yeah, they're another team in the summer. Oh my, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant. Who's going to be able to stop them themselves?
No, you can't pay three people $45 million apiece. Look at the Knicks contracts. Like seriously, DiVincenzo 4 years, $50 million. Brunson 4 years, what, $65-70 million. Miles McBride 4 years, $14 million. Like really, they can easily restock. If I mean, there's not even anything you need to dump at this point.
I tip my cap. I was talking to someone about how like I don't hate the Knicks because I can respect their front office and the change that has occurred. I can respect the moves that they made to build this team. They've made all the right moves. I can respect the guys in the front office and how they do business. On the concourse or on the opposite or on the contrary or vice versa or whatever, on the other side looking at the Brooklyn Nets, I can't respect the Brooklyn Nets and how they do business and what they've become.
Well, it's kind of like the Mets. They just throw money at the problem sometimes. And think about the day that they realized they were going to basically promote Miles McBride in the rotation. They signed him like that day.
I know. And that is a front office being in lockstep with the with the coaching. And the personnel and knowing, yeah, this guy has done it in camp. This guy has done it in practice. This is a guy we can rely on. Pay him because it's going to pay dividends. And it helps the player, right? The player knows, oh, I got my money. I'm locked up. I'm here. I got nothing to worry about. And he's balled out this year.
And honestly, like Josh Hart's just kind of in the middle, just being Josh Hart. And like, he is just great. 4 years, $80 million for Josh Hart. That's a steal. That's another contract.
Gotta win it now or get close to winning it in the next couple years.
Yeah, but they don't even have a max player. Like, they could go out and get somebody, but I'm like,
and that'll be like the talk this summer, right? They come up short this summer. Who's the guy to put him over the top? Yeah, honestly, Brunson is the all star. He's the max contract guy. Yep. Oh, he's not on a max contract.
But think about this: even if they throw him on a max contract, they still have a little bit of space to maybe even sign two guys for a contract that they got DiVincenzo for. And all of a sudden, for the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years, like, these guys are locked up for 3-4 more years. It's not
this
like
is the window. They're not going to be young forever either. This is the window.
No,
right now
you got to sign Anunoby and honestly use his injuries against him when you negotiate and be like, hey, I'm not giving you $40 million a year, dude. Like, I'll give you $30 million a year for 3 years. 3 years, $90 million. Take it or leave it. We do need him though. Like, you know.
Well, then he's gonna go join Joel Embiid in the Sixers if you don't pay him the money he wants.
I hope not. Yeah, no. I think we should match anything that he can get somewhere else. I mean, I'm not stupid, but yeah. I mean, his injuries should hurt him a little bit. I don't know if it will, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, I don't know. He had the surgery. If he's all good moving forward, they're not gonna hold that against him. He's gonna get paid. They got the money to pay him. Thanks for the call, Joe. 877-337-6666. I got less than 90 minutes left. Time is flying. We're talking about your New York Knicks. We've talked about the Rangers and Isles. Obviously, when you're talking to me, we're talking about the New York Yankees. We've sprinkled in some Mets conversation as well. We'll do more of that. Dial the number if you'd like to join the show. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Another many men drop? Did we already get this? I mean, not your fault. I feel like I already came back to many men. We got to get the I can't drop, the 50 Cent. If I can't do it, homie, it can be done. Verdugo comes out to that, and I was like, yo, this guy gets it. I can't believe I hated this guy. I can't believe I didn't want any parts of this guy being a Yankee. I'm like, no. Really what it was they were originally saying trade Gleyber Torres for him, and I'm like, hell no. Nah. I should go delete my tweets hating on Alex Verdugo because he has fit right in.
And Alex Verdugo, being a Mexican myself, very happy about his walk-up music, his other walk-up music to Vicente Fernandez. He hit a nice little home run to right field, didn't he, today, Keith?
I had a good time watching him hit that homer and bark in the dugout, and I've had a good time watching him play defense in left field and be a part of this Yankee team. It's just, you know, it's crazy how a guy can be a villain playing for the Red Sox. They make a trade, they bring him over, and it's like, love that guy now. Fits right in now. Don't mind him here now. Alex Verdugo, yes, played for Team Mexico in the World Baseball Classic, and he did have a Mexican song for a walk-up. That one worked too. 877-337-6666. Jay is in Seaford. What's up, Jay? You're on the Fan.
Keith, what's up, buddy? How are you, sir?
I'm good, hanging out.
So are you going to make T-shirts with the Beware of Dog sign?
Yo, there's so many people that make T-shirts in the Yankee universe now. I'm not one of them. But if I was going to make a Beware of Dog T-shirt, I would either go to RotoWear or Bald Vinny. That's where most of my shirts come from, RotoWear or Bald Vinny.
Well, you need to make one, Yankee Stadium, Beware a Dog sign on it. Can you make one in 5X? Because I need one in 5X.
Man. I mean, somebody listening will get that to Bald Vinny or RotoWear, whichever one can happen faster. I think we need, someone was like, yo, because I wore the Yankees hoodie that had the red and white Yankees logo with the top hat and the bat, and it kind of matched the red and white Beware of Dog sign, and they're like, yo, you got to make that with the Yankees logo on it. And I'm like, I don't make these things. I don't know what you guys, like, you guys think I have an e-commerce? You guys think I have a business? I don't do that.
No, but you got the hookup. You got the hookup.
Somebody will make it for me. Somebody will do it for me.
So if you make it, can you make one in 5X, please? Because I need that 5XL.
Jay, I got you. I mean, a lot of people hear this. Someone's going to reach out. Hey, yeah, you want to make the design? You want to print some shirts? Sure, why not? Let's run with this while it's hot.
Let's do it.
Appreciate the call, Jay. 877-337-6666. Yeah, Beware of Dog. Man, I just put on my Twitter. I'm like, bro, $4 Beware of Dog sign from Home Depot for the win. And my boy, my boy Mike says, you got to get the shirts made before someone scoops it from you, bro. I'm like, I just took a call saying that. I don't make t-shirts. I don't do t-shirts. But I know every podcast, every Yankees, whatever, makes t-shirts now. So somebody is going to be doing it. I mean, I wore the RotoWear shirt tonight that said the Bronx Dog. Shout out Kenny, who started RotoWear. RotoWear, I've been rocking with RotoWear since the beginning. You know, they were just coming up making trendy t-shirts. Literally, whatever would trend on Twitter, they put it on a t-shirt. And now they have officially licensed merch. Kenny kills it. And he's a friend of mine. He's a Yankee fan. So as soon as these shirts come out, I get them. They get sent to my house. People are like, yo, how'd you get that shirt already? I'm like, as soon as they get made, I check the mail, and I've got a delivery from RotoWear. So shout out to the RotoWear gang, gang. RotoWear gang, gang. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to the west side. Mark's in California on the Fan in New York.
What's going on? So that Ranger hit, man. I mean, on Saturday, I swear Matt Rempe's, you're going to see him start.
Say that again?
Like, Matt Rempe is coming, dude. Oh. Saturday night, oh, he's coming, dude. It's just, you already know. I'm expecting. It's just, listen, man. I mean, Islanders, I've been saying for a while, the dirtiest team in the NHL.
Okay.
I mean, the Barmalov hit on Fessy, and then the trip at the end. I mean, listen, the hit on Mika, you know, a lot of people are saying it was intentional. Listen, you know, I think Lavoyette at the end game, the press conference, right, presser, he's going to say everything to pump the Rangers up, right? He's going to say that it was intentional. He's not going to come out and say, oh, that hit wasn't intentional. But listen, it wasn't. I watched the entire game. He didn't look at him. Mika kind of messed up by just standing there, and he bumped into him. So it's kind of like it was low-key kind of Mika's fault. You know what I mean? For
yeah, trying that I hit, watched but it five times, and it's just like you got to have awareness. Neither one of them were aware of their surroundings in the middle of the ice.
A lot of people were saying that he looked at him and he went for him. They didn't even make eye contact. They made no eye contact.
No, he looked surprised too.
Right? Yeah, dude. It was a little strange, but you know, I was telling my buddy today, man. I was like, listen, Boston last year, the Boston Bruins have almost and had the same identity as the Rangers. They got bounced in the first round. And so it's like the Rangers 5-on-5 is pedestrian. It's like below average, right? And, you know, Bredman and Fox don't really show up in the playoffs. So, you know what I mean? Last year they got bounced too, but they didn't have a great regular season like they're having this year. This team this year reminds me of like when they won the President's Trophy, they went to the Cup, you know, lost to the Kings, all that stuff. This is the best Rangers team I've seen in like, in the last like 20 years. I mean, we had a lot of great seasons, but it's just, you know, their Rangers are 28-1 in one goal game. And it's the best in the NHL in like the last 12 years, right? It's ridiculous. I mean, they have 19 come from high. It's crazy season, right? And so Lavoyette is this great coach. But I don't even want to talk about that. You know, I want to talk about this Nick team because you were sitting here saying that, you know, no Knicks fan wants to face the Pacers. Pacers are
That's the opposite. No, that's the
absolutely not.
You're scared of the Pacers?
Dude, the Pacers, Knicks won 3 out of the last 5 matchups. Pacers have won 3 out of the last 5 matchups. They dropped 140 points 3 times on the Knicks, even with Ananobi and everybody healthy.
Yeah,
and
I just feel like they're not really like that.
They're very scary.
Compare, what do they play in Bankers Life Fieldhouse or something out there in Indiana?
Yeah, their offense, if you take a look at them metric-wise, they match up extremely well.
Gainbridge Fieldhouse now? that's an old-school rivalry. That's the Rick Schmitz and Reggie Miller. Let's run it back.
You know what, dude? I mean, listen, it's so wild because every single meeting has gone in double digits. I think the last meeting, the Pacers won 125, 111, 141, 136, 141, 129. Like, it's just, it's a lot of scoring. But they have guys that can match up with the Knicks extremely well. I mean, listen, we all know what happens in the playoffs. Teams start to turn it on, dude. But without Randle, it's like, I don't know if if Bogdanovich is really going to play a lot. I mean, Miles McBride is playing well, but we saw the same thing with Quickley last year, and Quickley didn't show up at all in the playoffs, right? His shot was completely off. So you get these young guys, man, and then the Yankees, dude, it's like, listen, Rondon, Keith, okay, has put together three very good starts now. Like, this is the Rondon that you traded for,
you
right?
You don't say. That's the one they signed, and that was the key to this season, right? It hasn't actually been the key, but everybody said the key to this season was how well this guy pitched, and so far he's pitched pretty well.
2.52 ERA, all I have to say.
Yeah, I said to someone today, I wish that his exits were a little better. Like, I want to see him strike a guy out and be done to close an inning instead of being taken out, whatever. He's working towards
starters
that.
Starters have been phenomenal since Cole went down. 2.52 ERA, phenomenal. Anthony Volpe, dude, talk about, like, I don't know what he's drinking, dude. I don't know what he's drinking, but it's working, dude, because everything from last
human
year
growth
is just,
hormone. Only, he grew up. He's not a kid anymore.
Only 10 games, man, but, I mean, it's
yeah, but it's just
together.
Night and day. We watched the whole year sample size of him last year, and he looks like a different player. Different swing, different bat path. His glove has been solid. You know, a couple mistakes here and there, but everybody's going to make a couple mistakes.
Yeah, he made two phenomenal plays today and yesterday. But, I mean, you know, last year I told a lot of buddies of mine, I'm diehard Yankees. I actually write for Bleacher Report, you know, for Yankee. I'm a Yankees beat writer for Bleacher Report.
Okay.
So I follow Yankees extensively. But last season, okay, 24 homers. I think it was nine or ten homers came when the Yankees were down like four runs.
Clutch.
So a lot of his runs last year, it was very elevated. His batting average was 209. Like, he didn't really look the part. I mean, he qualified as a rookie, but he was like 145th in terms of like the rookies in baseball. He didn't really have a great year, but he had a lot of promise moving forward. But dude, this year, man, it's his swing, dude. I mean, I'm not going to compare it, man, but it's like Jeter.
Here we go. Everybody's so quick. It. Thanks for the call, Mark. I didn't know you wrote for Bleacher Report. Shout out to the BR gang. But everybody wants to say, oh, I saw it on Twitter because he like kind of had like a little bit of a uppercut motion, like go down and kind of golf that out. It looked like Jeter's 3,000. Hey, like everybody's just, I said it earlier in the show, let Anthony Volpe be Anthony Volpe. There is no other Derek Jeter. I even used a comparison to myself, and I'm flattered when anyone compares me to legends of WFAN, of radio, whatever. I'm like, no, let me be me. Let me just be the first Keith McPherson. I don't think that Volpe's trying to swing like Jeter. He's trying to have a better swing, a better stance, a better average, hit for power, and also get on base. Like, and so far, so good. Leave him in the sixth spot. Leave him in the second half of the order. It's working. And like I said, I know eventually he projects to be the leadoff hitter, and Boone said in 10 years, it ain't going to be 10 years. Unless I don't know what their plans are. I don't think it's going to be DJ in the next couple years of his contract, and Gleyber Torres might be gone. And Gleyber Torres, it might be his last year, but no, Volpe, good job, young man. We see you. We understand what's going on. Let's look on the other side. I just was talking to Ross in Bergen County online. He's a Mets fan. Let's talk to Jack up in Syracuse about the Make It Happen Mets. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's it going? First time, second time.
Okay.
Tuned in last week from Odyssey. I understand from listening that you're a Yankees fan, but, you know, this guy, Carlos Mendoza, he came from the Yankees. Maybe you could tell me a bit more about him. I think that last night's win, I know the Mets lost tonight, but last night's win, you get a lot of people saying, oh, gutsy moves, you know, sticking with the second-tier relievers.
I was like, push the Edwin Diaz button, and they refused. I think gutsy is one thing to call it. Lucky is what it really was, because it was really close. Like Taylor going up to me, if the wind is blowing just a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I would say we're on the same page then, because, you know, I think when it works, you know, people are like, oh, my God, this guy, you know, maybe let's ride with him. But as a lifelong Mets fan, I think it could get really ugly.
Jack,
really
watching
quick.
That game, I watched that whole game yesterday because the Yankee game was over in 2 hours. They go down 4-0. You feel like the game is over. But watching that game, you get heroics from Brandon Nimmo. He plays the best game of this season, one of the best games of his career. And then you also get a big first hit from DJ Stewart. You can't lose that game. You got to manage that game to win. But obviously they had a plan going into the game. And that's why people get upset about analytics and numbers and the health of these guys. And what are we doing? It's the second week of the season. These guys' arms aren't tired yet. You pay Edwin Diaz $102 million to use them. They got lucky, man. It just worked out. I wanted to bet on the Braves today because I knew the Braves knew they got lucky and the Braves are going to come out and try and pummel them today. And again, they go up 6-0, but the Mets fight back. The Mets have something. They haven't developed their identity yet. And I think what you're seeing is Mendoza, and not just Mendoza. Mendoza is a first-year manager hired by David Stearns. So sure, he's bringing over some of the stuff that he learned in the Yankees organization, but he's working on these decisions and what they're doing together in concert with the president of baseball operations.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing up David Stearns. That actually gets me to my next question for you. I'm interested in what you have to say. Like, you know, this is, I think, the third time Julio Teheran got DFA'd this morning. I think that's now the third time, right, that they've DFA'd someone almost immediately after their first poor performance. You know, yeah, that's not really game. Something that you see.
Cold game. I mean, it happens. It happens more so with relievers. It's a cold game. Like, you sign a guy, bring him in just because you need another arm, another starter with, you know, Kodai Senga down. You win the game that he pitches in. It's not like he pitched great. And then you let him go. Don't need you. This is what it is. This is the business of baseball.
You think Teheran will get a contract or he'll be in AAA?
I don't know. He was with the Orioles, and that's the thing. The Mets were interested in him before he signed with the Orioles during spring training, and then the Orioles cut him, got him out of their camp, off their roster, and the Mets were able to pick him up. Somebody's going to use him. He's a veteran. He's a guy that's done it. He's not a star, but somebody could use an arm. Someone will bring him in. How about Reed Garrett? So I didn't have enough time last night, but like when you're watching that game two nights ago, who knew? Let me go back. How many innings did Reed Garrett pitch? Like that, when we're talking about getting lucky with your bullpen, Reed Garrett, even Drew Smith. Hey, I don't know Drew Smith. And then Jorge Lopez, like you Mets fans were strapped into Medusa. You ever go to Six Flags and ride Medusas? Hey.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a trip, you know. I got to stream everything. I'm up north, but I'm texting the family, you know, saying, hey, don't spoil anything. But, yeah, I mean.
I'm on FanDuel. I'm trying to live bet the Braves. I'm waiting till the Braves were like, I got the Braves with the live wager boost at like plus 900. I thought they were about to come back and win.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm hearing that you're trying to fade the Mets, I would ask you to keep doing that.
We had a caller Saturday, John from Masbeth. He must have had a feeling and he used the power of WFAN. I'm live watching that Reds game and the Mets go up. And he's like, oh, the Mets are up? Time to bet against them. Time to live bet the Reds. And you know what happened on Saturday in that game.
Yep.
But yeah, Reed Garrett, he gives you two and a third. He gives you two and a third with five strikeouts coming off of Julio Teheran. Like, that was the most surprising thing as far as using the bullpen. Then the Sulcer guy comes out, and the ump down the third baseline doesn't know a foul from fair ball. That was the biggest thing that irked me with that. You go Diekman, Drew Smith, Jorge Lopez, and you survive against one of the best lineups in baseball. That's baseball, Susan. It just doesn't happen. Like, Acuna had nothing. Acuna was 0-for. Who else was 0-for? Kelnick. I was for sure Jared Kelnick was going to have his revenge game, that first game. Nope.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at tonight, they scored their first run in the first four pitches. So it's definitely baseball. It's hard. It's hard being a Mets fan, watching every game. I'm sure there are a ton of listeners hoping to call and saying, oh, this guy. But, I think it's tough. It's tough. You want to be optimistic, and then you can't stand it.
It's
and then
tough,
next thing
but
you know, you're
I feel
in.
Like they have more than folks wanted to give them credit for after the first two series against the Brewers and the Tigers. That get off the mat, find a way to win the second game of the doubleheader late in the game. turned into going into Cincinnati and getting a win. Then you get your first series win. Then you go into the big, bad Braves country, and you beat them in a game where you needed every single run. And then the second game, you could have laid down completely 6-0, done in the sixth inning. You wait to get at their bullpen. You get 3 runs in the eighth, 2 runs in the ninth, making you believe, and you fall 1 run short. It's setting up the next 2 games of the series where you feel like, hey, they have something. They're not complete bums. They're not completely trash. They have something, and you're just waiting for it all to click and connect.
Well, like I appreciate
you combine
appreciate.
A Nimmo, like Nimmo had his best game 2 nights ago. Alonso had a 3 RBI game. But you need to have a game where it's like Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Marte, like McNeil, like they all have to have hits and runs batted in.
Yeah, well, you know what I saw tonight, you know, definitely good to show life late in the game. But I saw that all nine batters in the lineup had a hit tonight, which is something that, you know, we're not going to be, you know, the I don't think we're going to be, you know, the powerhouse team that we were 2 years ago, even though it's mostly the same lineup. But if you can get production from down the line, you know, if a guy like DJ Stewart can prove his case to stay in the majors, because personally, you know, apart from his home run last night, I don't know who gets sent down as soon as Martinez comes up. But if you can get, you know, somewhat production down like 1 through 9, and through the bench, then, you know, I think you can make a case for the wild card, and that's pretty exciting.
And why not? Why not hope to be an NL wild card team? I think it's still on the table. Thanks for the call, Jack. This time last week, it was the Mets suck. They're going to be under 500. I can't believe they have a dance crew. So what? They added lights to Edwin Diaz's trumpets. He can't come out in a save situation. They didn't add Justin Turner or Jorge Soler. They waited for JD Martinez. Where's JD Martinez at? They got a bunch of players that are supposed to be defensive players like Harrison Bader and Joey Wendell and Tyrone Taylor. And these guys are making mistakes. This bullpen's supposed to be improved. The bullpen is blowing it. No, you live and you learn. I remember last week I was saying, more honking, less tonking. Did Tonkin get DFA? I said they should have got him up out of there immediately. Yeah. Twins acquire Michael Tonkin from the Mets. The Twins announced that they have acquired right-hander Michael Tonkin. Like, after that, you don't ever want to see him again. No need. Tonkin, 34, returns to the organization that originally drafted him. Good for him. Go to Minnesota. Go to Minnesota and do whatever you got to do over there. We got to do what we got to do right here, and that's pay some bills, take a break, play some other sounds. I got 1 hour left. If you'd like to join my show, dial 877-337-6666. My name's Keith McPherson. I'm the nighttime host here at The Fan. This is called KM to 2 a.m. We'll be right back.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
And we will fight to the end if we're exhausted.
We're here.
We're still here.
Stream Boomer and Geo live or on demand with the Odyssey app. And podcast the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers.